it is a song. Hello on the jukebox.
Old Whitney checked out on us.
You're live.
That's perfect timing, Mr. Strahan.
It's Monday, February 13th, 2012. And this is that part of our meeting labeled preliminary study meeting, whereby we go through minutes, abatements, accounts payable, etc., prior to formally calling the meeting to order at 9 o'clock.
I don't have my scribble notes. I think I handed them to
you.
Did one
you
of
read how I did all that?
Upstairs. I did.
Yes.
When the time comes, I insert that and it goes over there. So.
I wasn't here, so you can have whatever you want.
Oh.
I agree. Are you good with it? I'm good with it. Did Danny see it?
Not really.
Okay, so we'll approve that one, too.
On the other two that you gentlemen have here, Danny, I will abstain since I wasn't here for those.
Well, I'm going to abstain from this one.
Well, just be that way.
I will.
It looks like, because of the weather, quite a bit of our meeting is getting changed.
That's what it looked like to me. Road and Bridge was, since they're Road and Bridging.
Okay, I see that that's canceled.
That's canceled.
At 11?
Yeah.
Because they're working on the roads, obviously.
Exactly.
All righty. Move this to a conference call, exactly.
Yeah, that's a conference call, and we can even do that if you wanted to up here at that one, if you wanted to move it forward. And so if we can get everything done before noon, that may help some timeline.
Well, where do we have that scheduled? Right?
Here. Right there.
So anytime.
Yeah, anytime after the 9:05. Now I would question if that's not just administrative here. Now that we could call in for if we need to, or I'll be here. So we can
it's alright?
I'll be alright.
Well, that causes pneumonia.
Pneumonia?
We can, I would say if it's ready, we need to discuss it earlier, and if anything comes up in opposition to it later, then we'll re-bring it up. What do you think?
That's fine.
Let's do it. What do we got here? Financial statement. Do we have the financial statement down? There's a request here for it to be on the agenda for next, either this Thursday or next week. For Donna.
It's on, isn't it, this morning?
No, it's not on here.
Financial statement at 9:05. 2011 financial statement.
Right, but again, the request is, that's in front of us, is to establish it either for Thursday or for next Tuesday. And are we ready to do the procurement card policy discussion today?
I think this was just a modification to what we, that one change we had that we've seen by Joanne last fall. So, from that perspective, I'm ready. All right, you do one thing at a time, which is one thing at a time. These first. Have you gone through these yet, Danny?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I'm sure you guys saw last week our sales tax numbers came out sharply down. putting us down for the year at 5.6%.
You know, Helen pointed out this morning that it probably wouldn't be down 17% if it wasn't up 34% this month last year over the year before. But that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It depends. Some of these smaller months, it depends.
I do not understand how ours could be down so significantly, and yet the branch of tourism tax is up for the same period of time.
Well, it depends on the date of collection, though.
Yes. But, okay.
I know what you're
okay,
saying.
But if
but the branch of tourism tax isn't it? Also includes Indian Point. Doesn't that tourism tax in Kimberling City and takes it?
But overall, theirs went up when ours dropped dramatically. And ours, at least part of it, based on the same collection time as theirs.
But that area is a little bit different. It's a bigger area. Right. It includes Silver City, which if they had a great December, would have possibly affected them.
While they're redrawing lines, can we redraw where we can capture that sales tax? That was a joke.
I'm trying to think where else you want to get. What are we not getting? Can we go down to Arkansas?
I understand the congressman is not going to make it.
Correct.
I had an email. I'm reviewing the agenda here. I had an email that wanted us to attend the PNZ meeting tonight, but I guess we don't need to if we're going to have this work session.
I don't think we need to. I think it was...
Was that what it stated?
I think it was just a reminder that there is a meeting tonight. I got the same email, but I don't think it was a specific request. I don't think it was. Here you go.
It wasn't from the PNZ board. It was from...
Nikki, wasn't it?
I thought that there was a specific invite for Nashville.
For tonight?
Mm-hmm. From Bob? Yeah, I think that's right, too. But if we're having a work session with them on Thursday.
Well, if they get iced, they're not going to have that anyway.
Right.
Would be my guess. Okay, on the flood control, we budget that as a revenue and as an expenditure, right?
Correct.
Outgoing, okay.
Yep.
Same thing with National Forest?
Yep.
You haven't been through these, Dan?
Not yet.
I'm going to hand it to you here in just a second.
Let me review that top sheet while you're looking there, if you're not...
This one?
If you're not, yeah, if you're not scanning it, because
I was going to go over, but I wanted to wait till I looked at these. What about back expenses in 2011 for people? I don't know why we can't be timely enough to get those in.
So we don't have a policy against it?
Really?
Okay.
This seems to me like...
But how far back would you go? Because we have some challenges cutting bills at the end of the year. Remember, we roll some things over. So how far back would you?
It's just that it doesn't, that one's a minor one, but it doesn't reflect accurately what expenses were for the year. That person could have submitted them more timely.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Is that the proper process?
I haven't shown that to Daniel. It seems that if that portion of it's been approved, then...
I thought we were trying to... Ask Danny's opinion.
That wasn't what we discussed.
Well, can't think so either.
We agreed that, obviously, we would move forward on projects that went through the phased proposal approval.
And that's not the way it was. Morning.
Accounts payable is at 9. Could we have... I didn't see anything else in here on that. I'm going to go ask Joanna if she's got it.
Wouldn't it be best to have a corresponding agreement per our agreement, per agreement, per the intergovernmental agreement? Wouldn't it?
I'm not sure what you just said.
Well, what I said was, aren't we supposed to have this per an agreement?
Yes.
So wouldn't it be, shouldn't it have some reference to the agreement that we've got in place?
And the project.
Yeah, I mean, if we have intergovernmental agreements for each project.
Well, he has asked if he needed any other documentation. My comment was, I want to go check with Joanne and see if, in fact, that has been produced.
Yeah.
I take it you were listening.
I just heard my name. That's the whole
thing. Joanna, we have intergovernmental agreements in place with them for the payment of funds on various projects. But we need to have attached what that project is, what phase it's in, etc. Could you have John? He states that he'd be delighted to provide whatever information is needed. Well, what's needed is some direction on what project that is that falls within
right
the budget.
Yeah.
Okay.
What phase it's in.
That was a question that came up last week.
If we have in fact approved that phase, but anyway,
that's a big number.
Yeah. If he wants to come over, we'll be delighted to extend that so that we can chat. We want to make sure that those get paid. We just want to make sure that we follow our agreements. We also need to make sure, Joanna, that we give you guys a copy of, if we haven't done that, Jim, those intergovernmental agreements. Or actually, when that comes directly from him to you.
This actually comes from your office.
Okay, we need to attach all that before we send it down then.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but would you reach John and ask if there is some other supporting documentation, such as what project,
for each of those,
et cetera. This one shows us what worksheet it is.
Only I can find that answer. Schema. I mean, is it about to see Mr. Erickson?
Well,
should we just?
The reason I brought that up is because it was brought up last week,
right?
About another business, and so I think.
Hey, Joanna, I have a question for you since you're here.
We're going to have public comment at 9 o'clock. Were you here for public comment this morning?
No. I know. I'm Dave Foster from the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments.
Yes, sir.
I'm here about the memorandum of agreement. Sintag, SEMA, Dane County, contracts to give the natural hazards mitigation plan.
Was that something that you believe was scheduled on the agenda this morning?
It is.
I seen that email, but I don't know that it was. When did you send that to her? Because she transferred that right straight on to us.
It was last week, I believe, early last week.
The reason we're asking that is because I do not see it on the agenda, but I definitely
have some recollection.
Yes. Yes.
Nikki, could you come down for a moment, please? We can talk about what's on the agenda or obviously what's not on the agenda. So from that perspective, we formally won't open commission until 9, but we need to hear what you have to say. If, in fact, we're to sign a document.
He could do it in public comment, though, and we not reply.
That's in just a few minutes. So I'm a little bit early.
Yeah.
What's your
name?
Dave Foster.
Dave, nice to meet you. This is Dan Stringer.
Nice to
meet you.
Yes, sir.
Nice to meet you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
I just don't know about why we missed this.
Well, I'm not sure that we did. I think maybe it was, I don't know how it didn't get on here.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
We talked about it, Nikki and I did, and I sent it on an email. Did you see it, Jim, on the email?
See it, Danny, on my email. I'm not saying it's not there, I just don't see it.
One from Melissa, or went to
Mr. Foster.
So we didn't get.
I don't know if it's reviewed. Melissa is upstairs talking to Jillian, and Jillian is on the phone.
Okay, that's.
Southwest Missouri Council of Governments.
this actually is not a project. It's for legal fees and professional services.
If, then
and
he needs,
said he was going to come up and explain, so that way you...
Have him bring written documentation,
okay.
Or it won't get paid.
And there's your answer.
Put on Danny's, put this on Danny's space right there. Danny's the one who asked that question. Okay.
Do you have any objection to rolling public comment after we open?
Huh. We're going to do roll it back? What are we going to do?
No, to open and then incorporate public comment. Because of the lateness of the hour. I hadn't asked her.
That's fine. Thank you.
Or I can.
Right.
Okay. Dan, we're going to incorporate public comment into.
Okay. We probably need to fix this up a little nicer than that. To address the emergency. This year?
Sewer, does it go to the sewer sales tax fund? It goes to sewer, doesn't it?
It goes to sewer.
Okay. Not a problem.
I guess he's going to come talk to you.
But this is set up as a payment, right?
Right here.
So that's what we're saying.
Yes.
Not a problem, then.
It's like, where's my copies? Where's the meeting minutes that Danny was presiding here the week before? Did we approve this one?
No. Hmm.
I got the February 6th, which was me. That was me. What about the before the 7th?
Well,
today was just,
thank you.
It was the 6th, right? The 30th, and we approved those last week. Okay.
I'll get with you just as we get through our preliminary part of this.
I'm gonna hold the 7th.
Okay. Thank you.
We have to address up the emergency.
We'll
why it was non-posted emergency?
I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Monday, February 13th, 2012. Call on Commissioner Straufus for an opening prayer.
Please stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you this day, and Father, we ask you to be with us and as we go about the county's business. Father, be with each elected official and leader in this community, Father, from the city to the county to the state and to the federal government, Father. We just ask you to freely give wisdom as we ask for it, Father, and we ask for peace in the courthouses and the across this country and the federal houses, Father, that we can conduct business in a mannerly that's pleasing to you. Now, Father, we ask you also for the people driving on these roads, Father, that you give them peace and wisdom as they maneuver through these roads, Father, that they are safe and you keep everyone protected, Father, and that you give us a guidance on what we should do and where we should be at the right time. And Father, we just thank you for our military that graciously serve, Father, and protect our borders and our rights, Father. And we're very thankful, Father, to be in a great country that we are in. And, Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Due to the weather and the time constraints that we're under this morning, we're moving some of our agenda about, but we're going to incorporate public comment into the regular portion of our commission meeting. And Mr. Fawcett, if we could have you come to the podium to address the county commission. We would like to take your comments.
Gentlemen, this is a matter concerning the Taney County Natural Hazard Mitigation Plan. And this is a FEMA requirement for eligibility in grant mitigation grant programs. There's several different ones, but it includes projects like flood buyouts, tornado safe rooms, and those kinds of things. And in order to be eligible, each community in Taney County, this is a little bit different than last time around because the county was the only jurisdiction that was officially acknowledged in the plan. There are other participating communities, but as long as the county conducted the plan and adopted the plan, then other communities in the county could go ahead and apply for these mitigation grants. There's a distinction this time around where it's multi-jurisdictional. So each entity, publicly funded entity, any kind of taxation district or anything like that, has the opportunity to participate in the plan. And once they themselves adopt the plan, along with all the other jurisdictions in the county, then they don't have to go through the county as a subcontractor. They can apply directly to FEMA for these grant programs. And that is a requirement. So if they want to pursue any type of brick or mortar project, you know, the road elevations and those kinds of things, it's a 75-25% match program, they'll have to adopt this plan as the first step to be eligible for those programs. These plans, the original one was adopted in 2005, and it's a requirement that they be updated every 5 years. And this plan is an update to the 2005 plan. What I have for your consideration today is a memorandum of agreement from SEMA and the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments that I work for and Taney County to have the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments conduct and make sure that the mitigation plan meets all the requirements. The 2005 plan has expired, so currently Taney County is without a hazard mitigation plan. There are communities in Taney County, and Taney County itself, I believe, that have applications for some of these mitigation projects already in the works. Several communities have had to sign a waiver saying that they'll adopt a hazard mitigation plan within a one-year time frame so they could go ahead and get their application considered and wouldn't hold up the process. SEMA has taken a little while to put this agreement together for whatever reason. That one-year cycle started on November 15th, so we're already into that process. It's kind of a lengthy planning process that we have to have several meetings, and there's certain Code of Federal Regulation requirements that these plans must meet about public involvement and those kinds of things. So we're a little bit behind in terms of moving forward, but tentatively we're getting underway. So the date in the plan, or this agreement, says that we have to have this plan adopted by November 15th of 2012 in order for the communities that do have applications for these grants to be, you know, funded. So basically that's what I'm here today is to ask that this memorandum of agreement requires an execution by the local jurisdiction, Taney County, so that we can get that taken care of and we can start moving forward in the process as soon as possible because of the truncated time frame that we're now under. And if there's any questions that you'd like to ask about the plan, the process, or anything about the agreement.
It's outside of protocol for us to address comments that come through public comment. However, we've been in the midst of this process for some time. Chris, could you join us up here? Is there a need that this must be, this memorandum of agreement would be signed today? And the question is, we would certainly like to have our council review it before, in fact, we do sign it.
Absolutely. there is kind of a need to expedite in order for work to begin. It's a contractual arrangement how the plan is funded. There's always a 75-25% split for any kind of FEMA program. It's kind of...
Go ahead.
We're kind of behind the eight ball, and this is kind of a lengthy process. So there is a need to get this agreement signed so that the funding, so I can begin work. I have to bill my hours to certain grant projects.
Okay.
Because SIMCOG is housed at Missouri State University. So it's a little bit different. You know, we have to get these agreements signed. And once we get the contract executed, it takes a little while to set up a budget number so I can start assigning my hours to specific projects. I've already started working on this plan because of the truncated time frame, and I can go back and apply those hours that I've already billed to this contract once it gets approved and set up for funding. That's kind of the need to move on this, is to make sure that there is a contract and there is a budget set up so that we can actually begin work, and that hours can be applied to these funds, this budget.
Okay. Go ahead, sir. Chris, you have some comments?
Well, it is a little bit confusing at times why we wait this long and now all of a sudden it's this big hurry to get it done. Part of it is because we're at the mercy of the federal government, state, and SIMCOG to make this all happen. I think we all have talked about since the flooding, really, that we want to make sure in the buyout that we can be able to do this. Essentially, the issue is if the contract, the moment the contract gets signed, we're going to start working on to come up with use some of our time to come with a 25% local match. That we primarily going to come up with that in kind. Well, not primarily. We're going to come up with that in kind labor and that kind of stuff. Things that we have to do, GIS has to do, and those kind of things. So we don't actually have to pay any money for that. So it's important. Without the contract, we really can't do that. Or if we do spend the time, we can't count it. So there's a chance. The chance if we go ahead and do it without the contract, that we can't use it for the in-kind local match, which would mean that we may have to come up with hard money, or if we just wait until the contract is signed, that we don't meet that November 15th deadline. The November 15th deadline seems quite a ways away, but by the time all the meetings that were required, by the time we do that, it's going to be summer, and it's going to take them a month or two to review it before. So really the November deadline is really probably sometime late August, September that we have to have it done and turned in.
I understand that, but we have a meeting today with council. And does this make a – is one day going to make a difference?
No.
I think if you have a meeting with council today and can talk about it, that's fine. We just don't want to make this another week or something like that. But if
plus,
you can
this
do it
is
today,
already in council's hands, correct?
Council has it.
Council has it as of last Tuesday.
And then I got an email just a few seconds ago when you were speaking that says that we'll have the approval or with if there's any changes this afternoon when they're here at 1 o'clock. So my question to the commission is, could we go ahead and post this for a phone vote tomorrow, 24 hours notice, so we can go ahead and vote to approve this, provided the council gives us the okay.
Well, if that's the case, I suggest then we have it delivered to.
We can just have it stamped and delivered then, absolutely. Can we do that? Yeah, gentlemen, do you have a problem?
No. The only issue I could see, if somebody has a question for Dave and he won't be here. But are you available that he could call you if there's a question? We
absolutely
can call you.
We'll probably want to call him after our visit with council if we have any questions to that
point.
Right.
Today.
Right.
But before you leave, make sure that you give that information how we can contact you, Dave, with Nikki over here.
Okay.
But go ahead, sir.
Well, I can. I have this agreement already prepared with signatures from the director of SIMCOG and SEMA authorities. The only signatures left or required would be the presiding commissioner. So I can leave this agreement here, I don't know if it needs to be altered or anything. That would be almost...
Yes.
They have it, and if they were going to make any changes...
We would have already been told.
Yeah. Just leave it.
My suggestion is to leave that, and we're going to make sure that we get it directly back into your hands.
Okay.
We just want to touch all the bases here.
Absolutely.
We have, in fact, been moving forward on this with, obviously, Chris' direction and with Bob Atchley, I think, as well, has been pursuing this. Right. So I think we're all set to do it, and it'll probably be an ministerial function when the presiding commissioner is signatures placed on that. But
so you're having a meeting with council this afternoon?
Yes.
And then you think you're going to vote on it in the morning? Is that what you
we'll post it 24? We don't have it posted, so we can't vote.
Oh, okay.
So we have to vote, post it. She can post it Tuesday at 9:30, and we can vote on it at 9:30 tomorrow.
Okay. Yep. That'd be great.
And then we can have that delivered. Somehow we'll work with Chris and whomever to get that into his hands.
And it's kind of a roundabout process, so hopefully we can get signatures and get this delivered back to me, and then I have to take it to our financial services office at the university, and then they'll send it back up to SEMA, and then hopefully we can get copies of everything that's signed then, or you can make a copy after that.
It's our intention to put that into your hands tomorrow morning, hopefully.
Very good. And I have
this young lady right here will help you. And we are sorry for any misunderstanding.
Okay, now that should work fine. We can do it that way in the end. That'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
And Nikki's going to post a time for us, right, Nikki? And then well,
thanks, Nikki.
I'll be here for that.
Oh.
Thank you, Mr. Fossey.
Thank you
very much. Donna Neely? Good morning.
I just wanted to speak a little bit about the election. We didn't have any significant problems. Of course, there was a lot of negative reporting from the media, which I believe did cause the turnout to be less than it had been in 2008. And I'm not speaking of anyone locally, just in general, there has been comments, negative comments. And a lot of people don't understand that your presidential candidates are not nominated until the national conventions occur. And I think that was made clear to the public with discussion about caucuses and primaries and how they're handled. So I think we had some education of the citizens of Cheney County and across the state of Missouri that occurred. I also wanted to address the fact that, Mr. Houseman, you had come to me about an election possibly in 2013 for the library board, and I was wondering if the commission was going to put that on August or November election for this year, or if we were considering holding it until next year.
It hasn't been addressed. I just passed that on to you that was a possibility. One of the library board members had brought that to my attention, and we don't have any direction yet as to what's going to happen there.
Okay. Would still encourage the commission again to run an election that's going to impact all citizens in Cheney County, and it is a county issue on a county-funded election, which would, of course, be August and November.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you. And I do have the financial statements for later this morning.
Previous meeting minutes. I don't think there were any other public comment, were there?
We'll do them in a little different order here because we had some of us were here and some were weren't. So motion to approve February 6th and February 7th meeting minutes with changes.
I'll second the motion. Go ahead.
And just for discussion, this is the we made some changes. We had an emergency meeting on the 7th, and it was just a technicality because of an employee situation, but we made it a matter of record. So.
2-7 and 2-6?
2-6 and 2-7, yes, sir. And you weren't here, so you probably abstained.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve County Commission minutes with changes and corrections dated February 7th and February 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed nay. Presiding Commissioner abstains as I was not at those two meetings.
Do that one now.
Next order of business is the January 26, 2012 meeting minutes. And I would entertain a motion for approval.
Motion to approve. 26th, is that what you said? That would be fine. Motion for approval with changes.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded to approve County Commission minutes dated January 26th with changes as noted. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay.
Abstain. I wasn't here on that day.
Motion carries. Accounts payable. John, can you come up for just a second? Donna, do you have something?
Just don't forget the flood control and national flood system.
Yes. Let me ask a question about that, John, before we start. On the disbursement, is that something that runs through accounts payable normally? For a national forest or... Pardon?
It had not in the past. I'm not sure when that changed. It's something that I present to the treasurer, and apparently it has been run through accounts payable.
Okay.
But I am following the same procedure that the commission has approved in the past.
Yeah, well, I was just curious because I didn't remember that it...
Since I came on in 2003, it was always presented to me by the treasurer. I did the calculation based on the formula that was in the county clerk's office at that time. We continue to use the same formula. Then I present that back to the treasurer for the checks to be cut. At some point in time, and I'm not sure when, it has now gone through accounts payable process. So.
Are you looking for this?
No,
journal?
I was looking for the two disbursements. They're right here.
Here. These right here?
Here's one.
Oh, for those disbursements. I'm sorry. I thought it was John's. No, we're on that one. Okay.
When the time comes, I think we should do those. Just make note of them separately. John?
Yes, sir.
Question for you on...
those two.
First, we had a question on the one bill that was a FEMA reimbursement, but I think that's been addressed. So that's a pass-through directly to, as I understand mm-hmm. it, you all, so that won't be problematic.
Yeah, that was that resulted from Eddie's efforts in working with the FEMA people on the lift station damages that we incurred during the flood, and we're just now getting some of those dollars back.
But it's my assumption that the monies were received into the county system, and then the county's turning around and paying them directly to the
district.
Back to
the utility, yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. The second is a bill for $18,937.36.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell us what that is?
Yeah, I drafted that request and sent it to Nikki, and I spoke with Nikki Friday, and we're trying to work out an outline of how we go through these procedures. Since it's kind of new to us, what that represents is that represents legal fees that are non-project related. I say non-project related. I mean, we got the LS&C issue. We have the separation issue in which we needed a lot of legal work to work on these agreements with Mrs. Keck. And those type of issues, I have the documentation here. I also have... professional services. We had a project that Great River had to look at for us. It was with the Emerald Point extension coming into our existing lift station. So we asked them to look at some issues there for us. We had some concerns. It wasn't really a project that we have ongoing. It was just a request to look at this situation that was going on over there that we needed an engineer to look at. I also have some condemnation fees to pay some condemnation commissioners and some awards given to some citizens resulting from that condemnation. Some recording fees, as I have a budget line item for recording fees in the budget that was approved also.
Would you? I don't have a problem with the bill per se, but mm-hmm. if you would do a breakdown of what that
I
is,
can do that. Yeah.
Then we would include that with this, and if sure. with you all's approval, we'll go ahead and approve it. But
I didn't
you'll
know
provide
how much paper you all need.
Can I see yeah. where we're going to put that?
And my suggestion is when those come in, when you work with Nikki to mm-hmm. outline specifically so that when we look at it, we know yeah. what those monies are for.
Sure. Yeah, on the regular projects, we'll have invoices. You know, we have 13 of these funding agreements for the concept and for the construction projects. So we'll have invoices, and we'll be able to tie them to the funding agreements.
Okay, I got a question here.
Yes, sir.
The coding of this invoice goes to our quarterly payment for the capital improvement administration cost. We've already made the quarterly payment, so we can't give you this and the quarterly payment because then we'd go over the allocated $180,000 for the annual amount. So we've coded it.
Yeah. Can you change the code?
I can put all the codings on there. See, I've got like legal fees.
Right.
There, and I got professional services. I can break this out and get you all those.
Okay.
Right there.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah, because that would be a separate issue on the administrative thing.
It would help it because I just want to make sure that we don't go upside down on a line item that we shouldn't. So.
Well, that was the plan, and I was remiss. I can get you this documentation. That is so much you need, but I can do that.
We just need to probably put John. It under 030.
Okay.
Well, he's going to have a number of different lines, but he'll work it out.
Let me read you that.
Okay. This one.
Well, you want to just have us hold that until you redo it?
Four payments.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I would like to take place. I would like for that to be presented to Nikki for us to review before it ever goes downstairs for the check to be issued. That we don't have to have all that paperwork, but if we have a folder with documentation where we can approve where this is coming from, we have no problem with it. It's just not coded right.
Yes.
And all that, if we had it in advance before it's ever sent to the auditor's office mm-hmm. or sent down for approval, then we can make the little discussion that we're having here disappear,
sure.
and we can make the improvement happen. I have no problem with the approval of it. It's just a matter of coding.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I can redo that, have it to Nick in 30 minutes or so.
We will include that for approval.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
Yes,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Guys, we have two that.
Before we get, is that the
flood control and national?
Do you
forest?
Want to deal with that fuel line item, or are you?
No, satisfied? I'm fine with
you. You're satisfied with that line?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
What I'd like to have are two separate motions that will read so within the minutes. One for national forest receipts, the other for flood control monies. That we accept.
The warrant issue?
We accept the distribution as presented and approve the warrant.
That's like almost a motion.
I just want to remind the commission that I am using the disbursement process that has been handed down to me from one county clerk to another.
Sure.
I am not stating that that is the correct way to disperse that. It is the statutory duty of the commission to determine the disbursement.
Then I don't want to vote on this right now until I review it.
Okay.
So I attached the in the email to you.
I saw it, but okay. I'm going to hold. Minutes have those check numbers.
While we're discussing this, these are monies that come to the county, and then the county distributes them and disperses them to other entities. Mm-hmm. They're owed these monies. We need to pay these monies. I was just requesting that we do them separately from the accounts payable, so that it would be reflected in the minutes, which is nothing other than that, really.
But we're also distributing the total amount.
Well, the treasurer is going to be doing the distribution, correct?
But who does the calculations?
I do the calculation.
But you just said a statement that you're not
It's the same calculation that has been used for many, many years.
Is that the right calculation?
Well, what she has done is followed the formula that's been handed down for years. It's, I am assuming, the same formula that I used for 20 years, and it was used for years before that, is what she's implying.
The problem is, Jim, we don't have records that go back far enough to show when land was taken in. So we're relying upon the county clerks that did this previously, because we don't have that information. It no longer exists.
We did, during my tenure as county clerk, go back through this with the state auditor's office to make sure that everything was in line.
Okay.
And that we were following
statutes
according to Hoyle.
And
because I wanted to make sure. That was many, many years ago. And apparently that formula is the
same percentage, exactly.
Let me review that.
So of the monies that are received, and remind me if I'm wrong, 25% of it goes to Road and Bridge, 75% of it is distributed to schools.
I think one of them is 25% and the other one is 11%.
I think the flood would be 11.
All right. Well, can I do these separate? Then you want the motion separate on those?
Okay. Right, that we are, in fact, accepting.
Right. I have last year's motion. Motion to, I'll move to accept the report of forestry receipt distribution and flood control distribution as presented by Donna Neely and approve the account
disbursement.
That disbursement. And those are check numbers.
Go ahead.
Warrants, I'm sorry, warrants 5579 and.
What's that, the warrant at the very bottom, Dan? The red number, four digits?
5580.
5580 is the motion.
I'll second the motion with some discussion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve warrants 5579 and 5580 for the distribution of national forest receipts and flood control funds.
Right.
Discussion.
The discussion is, Donna, is there stipulations on this that go along with like other monies that you distribute, like the fire boundaries and all those that's in the other forestry type monies?
Are you talking about the area, the percentage?
Like the Title III monies. Is there any stipulations about Title III monies?
No, no.
Okay, that was my
question.
Other
than it, you know, it does direct, and that's why I attest the statutes, it does direct that the disbursement shall be done by the commission. But I provided you with the same information that we've been using for many, many years. And the flood, I know the flood, I know what we've had Patsy look at those percentages before. It's the percentages of land that has been taken, and we're getting money back from now.
These were
from the federal
government. These were lands that were lost for taxation purposes when the grounds were flooded. And to compensate those school districts, the federal government said, we're going to kind of give you a smattering of monies to make you feel better. That's where these originated from.
And it's based on the revenue that they collect on that.
National forest receipts, I think, is capping, or camping. It's also cutting of timber.
Cutting, yeah, and like areas where they are growing crops and whatnot.
Hopefully all legal.
Hopefully not legal.
Any other discussion? Mm-hmm. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Donna. The rest of accounts payable?
Motion to approve accounts payable checks 327754 through 327839, warrants 5581 and 5582.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve through accounts payable checks number 327754 through 327839 and warrants 5579 and 5580.
Nope. The other two.
Pardon. 5581 and 5582. My mistake. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
That would be me.
We did lose our little pink box.
We didn't
have it. You have a pen?
Yeah.
You need to sign that.
Got it.
Keep that there.
Monthly budget report, Rick.
This is the monthly budget report that I send you each month. I hope you get a chance to look at that. The numbers on all the funds look really, really good, except for the transfer station. And I would ask you guys again to look at that. You know, we last year at this time, the balance is over $500,000, and actually at the end of January, $600,000. And it's moving in the wrong direction right now. So you need to maybe take a look at whether or not those fees need to be changed or something. The other thing that I wanted
Rick, can I ask you a question before
sure.
you move from that?
Sure.
Over the course of the last several years, have there been any General County revenue funds that have gone into the transfer station?
Not since I've been here.
Okay.
Well, Ron, again, you have to look at when you say that there's no been no monetary payments, but there has been some things in like kind that have gone there. And without making transfers this time, we will be doing work for transfer station that we will not be being paid for. Other than that, no. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. The other thing I want to make sure you looked at was, as I looked at the expense by department, the buildings and grounds has already used 47% when I looked at that. The reason is because the EPM payments have been coded to that. And
they shouldn't have been.
We can move those if we need to. I thought that we had had those.
We have a code. I'll need to double-check the code.
If you do that and send it down to me, we can change that. But I think that's the reason that was so.
I will also send a note.
It was skewed.
We put them in a separate line item.
Yeah.
I probably just didn't communicate with you, Nick.
You guys have any questions other than what's already been asked about that then? And, anything I can?
I've got the question. Jim, when you said it's in another line item, is it one we created like a –
I'm pulling up my notes right now.
It's a sub.
It wasn't supposed to come out of road. It wasn't supposed to come out of buildings or grounds. We had it somewhere else in the budget.
It was under other expense.
I think it was under other expense, but I don't have notes in mind.
And I haven't. I'll have it done in just a few minutes here.
Anyway, we can.
If not, I could walk upstairs, Jim, get my handwritten.
You go ahead.
If you would email it to me, Jim, it would be fantastic.
I will do that.
Okay.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you. Guys, and by the way, you asked if those had gone through accounts payable before. They had not, and I just didn't say anything then. But Helen, after visiting with me, visiting with outside auditor and stuff, she's decided that any checks or warrants that she does should go through accounts payable, so you guys get a chance to look at those. And I think that's a good policy, and that's the reason that's changed. Okay?
Appreciate that information. You haven't heard anything from Jerry's surgery yet this morning, have you? Graff and Reed?
No, I haven't.
They were taking him in at 7. Yeah. 2011 financial statement, Ms. Neely.
Thank you, ma'am.
Gentlemen, I presented you with the 2011 financial statement for Taney County. The information gathered comes from the auditor's office. We get his year-end reports along with information If you look down towards the bottom, delinquent taxes by year, that information comes from the collector's office. The bonding information we obtain directly from UNB Bank. And, of course, we do not have a levy, which we are required to report on this statement. Our beginning balance on 1-1-2011 was $42,743,806.91. We had transfers in of $37,730,226. Our transfers out or expenses were $31,977,273 for a current balance as of 1-1-2012, $48,496,760.27. Our ending fund balances, the sewer fund balance, we still owe $10,111,000. On the judicial bonds, we owe $15,820,000 for a total indebtedness of $25,930,000.
On the sewer fund indebtedness, is that the Bee Creek project?
Mm-hmm.
And that's $10 million.
That's what's still owing.
And how much? I'm sorry, that I apologize. It just didn't soak in. And what was the amount on the judicial facility?
Still owing?
Yes, ma'am.
$15,820,000.
Oh, down here. Okay. And these fund balances concur with the auditor and the treasurer?
The auditor has reviewed it and had no issues. I have not reviewed it with the treasurer.
You gentlemen have questions about the 2011 financial statement as presented?
I guess the only thing I have a question is the delinquent taxes for 2010.
Would you like me to get our collector?
No, just... It spiked, obviously, a lot in 2009 to 2010, didn't it?
Well, of course, as we go through the years, they are still coming back and paying those delinquent, because those, if you look on your left-hand side, your real estate amount, they have to pay that or the land goes to tax sale. So eventually that 2010 dollar amount will be paid. Of course, 2009 would have been higher last year on last year's
right.
financial statement.
Right. Yeah, and I was looking, I don't see it. I was trying to see if I found it. I have no further questions.
Then can I get a motion to accept the financial statement?
yes, with your comment to me that these are the funds that we had on hand as of 12/31.
It's the information provided to me by the auditor's office. I do not have access to Mass 90.
And Rick, these concur with the treasurer, correct?
They do.
Thank you, sir.
Motion to accept the financial statement presented for 2011 as presented by Donna Neely.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the 2011 financial statement as presented by County Clerk Donna Neely. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. And you would like a couple signatures?
Yes, please. And we will publish pursuant to that.
I understand. I'm going to give a copy to Nikki.
Okay. What's blueing today? What's blueing today? No, I went with blueing. I'm blueing.
You're just getting a copy of the same thing.
You care? Peer pressure.
Donna?
I'll make sure.
Could you sign that one for us, please? Thank you, young lady. These are always fun, aren't they?
Take it in.
A lot easier than make sure they were in the past.
They were difficult.
Yeah, in his time they used chisel, didn't they? To chisel all those numbers out?
An abacus.
Yeah. Brought Roman numerals.
You are just such a delight.
We missed you.
Procurement card policy.
Not really.
Not really?
Not really.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I've got it. Thank you.
If I'm not mistaken, this is the policy that was submitted to us last fall with changes from the auditor's office. When I read it, that was the only changes we made to the policy in that aspect.
When I had left, if I'm not mistaken, we'd requested that other departments take a look at what was being offered. Were there recommendations from any other departments?
I didn't receive any feedback.
I know we got a page from.
Well, that was shortly after the initial.
Right.
The lady that had that task was right here.
Joanna, can you help me? The changes that were discussed, and I apologize because obviously I have been gone, are they incorporated in this document?
I made some changes back when you all requested it back in November, but other than that, I don't know of any other changes that were asked for.
Then my suggestion is that the changes that we have been discussing are not equal.
Well, there was amounts that were requested that we hadn't taken into consideration yet.
Which we can change that.
What's that?
There was amounts on the procurement.
There's some challenges with the amounts. I think we need to look at how much money we're allocating.
The credit limits, mm-hmm. I agree with that.
So and that's one thing we have not finalized on that. But that was a discussion we've got to.
Ron, did you also provide some input regarding procurement card policy, or is that some other policy?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that talk about it. I just said, I need 2 cents in to see if I can help.
I manage it. And I thought that we had looked at some different verbiage which would tighten up what was needed. Is it here?
About the dates for them to turn in their receipts, their detailed receipts, mm-hmm. that is in there.
Okay.
But if you guys, I know there was some discussion back late November, early December, that you might want to make some changes, and I didn't hear anything. So if there's you know, if you guys had some things you want to change, I was not made aware of them.
I guess my thought was, let's move forward with something versus holding it for nothing. I mean, we've had this this policy since December. I know that we haven't taken action on.
Well, if you make a motion on that, are you going to make it with additional amendments added later? Is that
We can always amend it later. I mean, we can amend anything later.
Well, I know, but I'm trying to cover the ground that has been that's been in discussion, but hadn't been any action taken by the commission about different things. I know that there was. Well, let's just use the limits as one of them, but there's others also.
That policy also, I think, we put in there that when new cards were needed, that they would send me a request, and then those requests would go to you gentlemen to approve or deny.
Ron, can you run me a hard copy of the email that you sent? Do you have that? Oh, aren't you just handy?
And that's not why I'm here, but I thought I might need it.
No, that's I'm fine with that now.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I will.
Just hang on for this for a minute.
That's another thing.
I will. We've got a couple of other things that are only going to take a moment. We've got major cancellations today because of the weather. Do you all have any opposition to postponing this for, I mean, a half hour or an hour? And then I'd like to go through.
Proposed changes.
Well, there's some good. There's a couple things in here that... If you want to move forward and then do amendments like you suggested, I'm willing to do that as well.
I have no problem postponing for later on today. I just don't want to leave today without approving something.
I agree.
So,
sounds good.
Motion to postpone to a definite time the procurement card policy till 11 a.m.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made to postpone to the definite time of 11 a.m. the procurement card purchasing policy. Thank you, Donna. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Transfer of county vehicles.
We don't have the list, but it's per the agreement. And I assume the list is, where is the list?
That's all I have.
This is the vehicles that we're transferring to the sewer utility, part of the intergovernmental agreement we've signed for the separation. This is some of the detail work. I just don't have the VIN number document to attach, which we've been looking at.
Right, but can we attach the exhibit, just call it Exhibit A on the eight? There's eight vehicles.
Is it eight?
I think because we've already signed the intergovernmental agreement stating we were going to do that.
This is just the This is just the names being changed on the titles. You're right. The agreement took care of the transfer of the vehicles. Mm-hmm. Motion to transfer the county vehicles ownership to TCRSD.
I'll second that motion, and we need to attach in a
maybe the intergovernmental agreement.
Yes.
Is that possible?
Motion's been made and seconded to transfer county vehicles from Taney County to TCRSD, which is Taney County Regional Sewer District, as per intergovernmental agreement, which will be attached. Discussion?
Yes, there is discussion.
Yes, sir.
I said there was eight vehicles. There's eight vehicles that were involved in that. Four of them are in the sewer district's name that need to be cleared up, and four of them are in the county's name that need to be transferred.
Right, just the title.
Right, it's just a title transfer if you'll just make your motion in that effect.
Yep.
I'll second that motion then.
Okay.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. No nays. Excuse me. Motion carries.
Lynn, would you just, when you get your minutes, refer to Nikki or Jillian. Jillian would have a copy of the intergovernmental agreement.
Community involvement activity discussion.
I think this was something we put back on there. Just, I think it was, we talked about 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever.
I want to talk about this just for a short period of time because I'm in favor of this, but I want it understood what I am in favor of. There are a number of obligations that the county commission has to attend certain organizations and meetings. We assign commissioners to do that, so that's a big part of this. There are other organizations that have been added or suggested of which we can attend or not attend. The point was that when we're meeting in fashion of work session or roundtable discussion, if in fact one of us who has been assigned that particular entity, such as I am with OCAG, mm-hmm. if there's something that comes up that I need to share with you all, that would be a good time for us to do that at that roundtable discussion that the commissioners have. And if there's nothing to share, nothing. Our hope was that we can take care of a lot of things that need to be taken care of without formally moving to the county commission by one county commissioner doing that. The second part of that is, if in fact there is something that's important that needs to be taken care of by the commission, it will be brought up by that liaison to that particular organization that says, hey, we need to move forward. Let's have this at a formal county commission meeting, and we would do it that way. And I know that there were some comments that you had about it, and I hope that my perspective is cleared up. That, in fact, is all this is. It's just an opportunity for us to formally do what we're already doing through designation, which we've done by accepting the roles of working with those entities anyway, and then, in fact, when something important comes up, to report the other two. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I'm in favor. I mean, I think what this does is it provides an avenue for improved communications between the commission, a liaison in those departments. I mean, right now, three of us may go to the same meeting, but we may forget to go to another meeting. But my hope is that we'll be able to cover and be represented better in more meetings and then be able to come back and share with the commission. Really, overall, providing the communication back from the public or from these groups to the commission and vice versa. Like the park. I know, Danny, you go to the parks. You give us an update on what's going on with the parks. I think it's a prime example. I'm in favor of something like this. If we could come to
When you put this original list together, and that's where this came from, mm-hmm. I mean, there's some on here that...
Well, I just started listing things. Is all
I can or we can't. But overall, there's probably 8 or 10 that we could each take. And we already have them, basically. Or even 5. I mean, we've added cities.
Sure we have.
We could either have those or not have those. We've added different committees that fall within the cities. We could either do those or not do them. We've added other elected officials. We could either do those or not do them. But there are certain ones that we definitely need to do because the statute requires that. Do you have thoughts on that, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay, thoughts go on ahead.
My thoughts are, gentlemen, that I attend as many meetings as I possibly can attend. Also, we have a obligation and a duty to family and friends when we have visitations. There's times where we attend
four to five visitations a week, and they are funerals that are family friends, and those things are obligations that I intend to keep on doing, and I know some of them I haven't got to because some of these are obligated by our statutory duty to take and attend. And so I have a little bit of a problem with having so many of them on there. I think there was, I don't know the numbers, but anyway, there's more than I could possibly attend. And another thing is this works well with commissions, but when it ends, then other commissions might not pursue it. And whenever they don't, it kind of leaves a gap. I know I've attended a meeting or two that just out of courtesy to find out what's going on, and the next one that rolls around, you're not there, well, then you're asked why you haven't attended or something like that. So that is something that takes place, and that's just human nature for people to want to know. As far as...
Can I interrupt you for just a second? For example, buildings and grounds. My thinking, and not just buildings and grounds, but my thinking is not so much us being there as if someone has a question from one of those groups, then they would have a designated person that they could talk to. So if there's a problem with buildings and grounds, and if it's me that's assigned, then Renee would get a hold of me. Or if it's you that's assigned, Renee would get a hold of you. And then the other two wouldn't have the burden of all three having to be contacted. And, for example, you're on University Extension. They got a question, it's going to go to you. You're the one that's assigned to that. And if it's OCAC, which currently I've been blessed to have someone else because I've got conflict on that morning, attend in my place. But I don't look at it as being an additional burden. Just we're assigned. If something comes up, then that's the commissioner that they would go to.
Okay.
But I really do look at it from that perspective.
Right, I know you do, and I'm just saying that there are things that have taken place in the past where county officials accept that responsibility and suddenly become the other two commissioners' opinions aren't valued as heavily as the person that you want to designate. Some of them have took on self-designation to certain departments, and we've had some problems. So I have some hesitancy.
Well, I've thought this over, and you and Jim can have all of them.
You saw the list. I was trying to delegate them all to you.
That's
all. You know, if you guys weren't going to step forward, I was going to help.
But no, I attend the park board meetings, and Jim used that for reference because I have a particular interest there, and I attend those. If I miss one, I hear about it. Now, I guarantee you, I hear about it. So,
And the fact that you're there, I think that's great. I've been invited and haven't been able to go, and I need to go.
Right.
But I won't be making all the meetings.
Right. Well, and I've voiced this, and I don't know the ones that you guys go to, if you end up in the same situation as I do or not, but the questions all become addressed to, if it's any decision-making, it's addressed to the county commission. It's not the particular board or group that you're working with making the decision and bringing it to the commission. If you're there, it's addressed to the commissioner. What does he think? What does he? How is his feeling? Or how do you think the commissioner is going to feel about this? And so that's what I find. And you asked me for a comment, and there's my comments about it. So, as you can tell, I'm not too representation for the different places. I was asked this from City of Rockaway. I'll just use that for an example. Why I didn't come to their council meetings. And there was two or three people that I said, well, it's not my business. It's not my business for you to be there to try to influence one way or the other how your meetings go.
on issues that concern you. If you have something that needs to come to the county commission, then you will send a representative to the county commission to talk to all three of us, and we will have our input to you then at that point, but not to come there to try to be a part of those meetings. And maybe I'm kind of getting some of this, maybe you don't think is wrong, but I know each one of them that I attend, my council meetings, I enjoy those mm-hmm. extension council meetings. If I go to one of those, there's a certain segment of the whole meeting that's dedicated for my input. Same way with the park board meeting. It's all, you know, a certain section of the meeting is that. Communication with the public, I think it's great, but I think that it has to be something that's maybe not set up in a designation time. But hosting of each one of those and when it's taking place would be great for the commissioners to go to, and if there's going to be more than two of us go,
right.
Then it should be posted. It doesn't have to be because the statutes are clear about that. I think we heard that in our conference up there. It doesn't have to be posted, but if there's any conversation that involves the county commission, it has to be posted. But
let's move this forward for another discussion, but I'd like you to go through these and tell me which ones you think that, in fact, we definitely need to. I mean, there are some statutorily. One of them mm-hmm. has to go to.
Right.
Those have to be on there.
Right.
And there are a number that are listed on here that I don't feel that we need to do that with.
Well, they're community involvement is what you're saying. It's what the title is,
right.
And there is.
I'm going to pick and choose which ones I can go to and try to attend where I can. And right. as you do, I know, and as Jim does. But go through and let me know which ones you... I'm putting an X right now as we're going through which ones I really think that... and then I'll get input from each of you. So is that all right to move that forward in
a couple
weeks or something?
Can I just do that one right now?
Yeah. Is there anything they need to bring to us?
Yeah, it's an administrative duty anyway.
Not knowing what the weather's going to be doing out here, it's getting pretty interesting out there. I'm going to go ahead and move to approve payroll.
No, I'll second that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve county payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
The office update, sir, since you were not here, was we had some personnel issues that took place during your absence, and so that's why we put for executive session to be able to talk about some personnel issues. When I said office update, because we could have said legal update, but I knew our counsel wasn't going to be here, so we kind of just put that in there so we could give you updates on some personnel matters.
Okay.
And if it's all right... I'll go ahead and move.
Before we go into executive session, since this has been a little unusual of a meeting because of the weather, do you have any questions, Tyler, of us before we go into exec session? Because that's probably how we're going to finish the day.
Probably so.
I appreciate it, but I don't think so.
Don't have anything? James, did you have anything?
I was just a little concerned about the agenda. I seen the word that concrete showed up on the agenda last week, but then it moved.
We approved the pictometry agreement between us and Foresight to be able to share, I think it was Foresight, to share the data.
Yeah.
It was just a data sharing. It's our.
Nothing to do with that.
It's just an agreement, intergovernmental agreement we did between the two. Was it Foresight?
Yeah.
It was in the meeting. It was Foresight.
Right.
Yeah, it was just data sharing.
Thanks, James. Tyler, nothing? This is your shot. Okay, Jim.
Motion to go into executive pursuant 610.021.1, 3, and 12.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsections 1, 3, and 12. All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Let me remind us that we're going to, I was mistaken, we had moved procurement to 11.
We can come out and go back in.
Okay, and the other thing is, we'll have to come out for that. I just got an email from Mr. Russell. I thought
from who?
I was going to make that mention.